Research has revealed that on average, Australians dispose nearly 300 kilograms of food a year. Sadly, as a result, Australia holds the unenviable title of the fourth highest contributor to food waste in the world. Joining me now is food technologist and the Why Meat co-founder, Emma White. Emma, good morning to you.
Morning.
Why are we so bad at food waste?
Yeah, I think there's a number of reasons. One, namely, we have, like here in Australia, we have the privilege of having food at our fingertips. And I think we take that for granted, and hence we tend to buy too much food for us to consume in one sitting or over a weekly period.
We're pigs, in other words, aren't we?
We're just at the luxury of having food around that makes it easily accessible for us.
So we've had it too good for too long. Why now are we starting to wake up to food waste, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's, the global economic status of where we're all at right now is highlighting the fact that we all can't, money's a bit tight. And also, COVID has also told us that, food supply chain processes and stuff can change in any one time.
How important do you think the governments on different levels are to this, whether it be federal, local, or council? Federal, state, or local council? Because for many years, I didn't have an option of where my food scraps went, so I just put them in the general waste, and I threw them away, and they went with everything else in the general rubbish bin, and I didn't know what to do with them elsewhere. I didn't have a compost area in my house. But over the last couple of years, my council changed their bin rules. So they said that our food scraps could go into the green waste bin, and they supplied us a little tub where you put your food scraps in, and that goes in there, and then that goes in where with all the green waste goes. And I thought that was such a handy little tiny inclusion. So now I feel like I'm doing something where I'm not just throwing my scraps into the bin.
Yeah, I think it's a very handy option. Yeah, we do in our council here in Melbourne as well, that they've made it easier for people to compost if they've got a compost bin at home, or if not, put it into their green bin if you've got one as well. And I think it's emissions and just looking at climatical changes that have happened over the last couple of years, or been happening for more than a couple of years now, but has made these issues to the forefront of people's minds.
What can we do on a personal level, on a day-to-day level, to help reduce waste? One of the biggest causes of waste in my house, and now I know there's nothing that you're going to be able to do for this except tell me to turn back time, is my two boys. I've got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. Yep. If anyone's had kids or dealt with kids, you know that they don't always want to eat what's in front of them. Although what helps me with the food waste is the two dogs in the backyard. So if the kids don't eat, the dogs eat pretty well that night.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's, I have the same issue. My son doesn't eat what we eat at home on a nightly basis, and it can be quite frustrating. And what you might think, well, they'll eat one night, not necessarily the other. Giving it to your dog. I don't know how beneficial that is for a dog to eat human food. A specific stuff that they can't eat, but... Also, we find if you're having the topest contributors of waste in Australia is your fresh fruit and vegetables. And I think we can look at using our freezer as an alternate source. So to get around with my son not eating properly, we freeze a lot of fruits in the freezer that we buy in bulk and put it in a blender and give it to him that way. At least we know he's getting the nutrients that he wouldn't get throughout the day. And I think that's one thing you can do if your bananas are starting to look a little bit browner, just peel them, piece them off and put them in a plastic bag and in the freezer. Makes really good ice cream or in a smoothie as well.
That's a fantastic idea, because that's one thing that we do. We will buy things, not necessarily in bulk, but you buy more than you need because we put stuff in the freezer and you take it out when you need it, as opposed to leaving it out or leaving it in the fridge and then you forget about it, or you didn't end up using it for whatever reason, and instead of throwing it out, well, it's just been in the freezer. Do you reckon people don't love using the freezer because they think it might not be as fresh when they take it out?
Yeah, I just think we've lost the art of, what the freezer can do for you. And nutritionally wise, if you were a single person at home living by yourself or so forth, and you're finding money is tight, yeah, walking down the freezer aisle in the supermarket shelves and purchasing those vegetables or those fruits, they're all still relatively nutritionally dense as if you were to buy fresh. Freezing it does not mean that your nutritional value of that particular ingredient is any other value. So, yeah, if money's tight and, leftover foods as well, we bulk dinner here at home because I've got a family and it's easier to do a big batch of spaghetti bolognese and putting it in the freezer and so forth. And we just have to look at back when our grandparents, they used the freezer quite a lot. We all had chest freezers in our backyard or in our garages or in our households, and they do extend the life of a product considerably.
131873, what do you do to avoid food waste, or how do you make sure that you're not throwing out food? Because you're right, Emma, I think that we've definitely lost the art of cooking or using every bit of food, because, our parents and our parents' parents would have used every last scrap and put it into another meal, turned a meal and leftovers from a meal into another meal and so on. And like you said, that privilege that we've had over the last, handful of decades is come back to bite us in the backside.
Definitely. It's definitely, days such as, stop food waste day, of putting highlight to, okay, cool, we need to be more conscious of where things go. Our kids, I've got school-aged children that they focus on waste as a big issue in the schooling environment and making sure that they don't use old paper, they use the computer as well, and also they have a wrapper-free Wednesday where they don't bring any wrappers to school. And I think it's starting at that very young age as well and educating them to make a conscious environmental impact on their lives as well.
131873, how do you avoid food waste in your house? Food technologist and the Why Meat co-founder, Emma White, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Hello.